No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Speaking of villains, he's the top villain these days. John Cena. He doesn't suck, but it makes me boo. From the text line, Timmy V says, Bill Romanowski was basically an anti-hero as a Bronco and then a supervillain as a Raider. Mm. Although some would say the opposite. Matt Millen falls in that category of folks. Won a title as a Raider rookie. Also won one as a 49er later in career. And you go, hey, boo that man. But he was your superhero. Tulane Tanner says Callahan worked his bleep off. Plus, he catalyzed Huddle, 1,000-plus jobs. No way should it be Callahan. Old Dad 34 says Steve Peterson might get drowned in the dunk tank because all the people in line. 2563 says Peterson because of the domino effect. Dirty Tony the Boys, and good to hear y'all on here, says Sam Keller. I think that's interesting. I think it's very interesting. Dave Braska says Pearlman extended Peterson, who then extended Callahan. Pearlman was allowed to retire and teach at the law college. Bach, what say you about that?
Yeah, I mean, Harvey Pearlman was behind a lot of the decision making, you know, kind of in during the 2000s, even moving Nebraska to the Big Ten. So, you know, it wasn't a great tenure. And so a lot of people will kind of say him because he hired, you know, a lot of these athletic directors, the moves that didn't work out. So, I mean, I think you could certainly put him up there. He gave me a snow day, though, one day that I wasn't expecting when I was at the university. So, I have a soft spot for Harvey.
You would sell out for the snow day,
John. he sent the personal email.
You're going to sell out Husker Nation for a snow day. Bro, hey, y'all need to know who Bach is.
Snow days are big deals.
Bach is a super villain in private. I'm just letting y'all know. He would sell you all out for a snow day.
Just one day off.
One snow day. Not a week, not several, a snow day. Bach just let you know. Riley says this, I'm giving all the kids money to dunk Trev, which I'm not surprised. Money Jane Kansas says give Peterson scuba gear. He's going to need it. 4251 identified all kickers as villains. And yeah, Cupsker says Trev made himself a villain by going to A&M. And you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Does Bill Moose deserve a tank?
I don't think so, because I think, again, you go back to the Frost hire. I argued at the time, it doesn't really matter. Remember, because the athletic director job was open. It's like, it doesn't matter who it is as long as they land Frost. Frost was such an obvious move coming off coach of the year, going undefeated at UCF.
But what if Frost said that he didn't want to be here? He didn't want the job. And you hired him anyway.
Well, and the job was still trying to get him here. Again, I that was the A-plus hire of the offseason. It's tough to go back. In hindsight,
no, it's
to go back
not hard. See, this is the part of sports talk.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It drives me crazy. It's not hard to go back in retrospect and say there were red flags all over the place.
The next time there's an undefeated, there's a coach of the year that's undefeated that led Nebraska to a national championship, I wouldn't let this Scott Frost experiment burn you. I mean,
that means you didn't learn.
Such an obvious
repetitive bad behavior, Bach. There's a definition for it.
But it's not the same. There's nothing out there on a resume that's going to guarantee it's going to work at the next spot.
No, that's why you don't repeat it. You missed the red flags. You don't go hire the.
That's what a lot of athletic directors will do. Go hire the opposite. And then you get in the same. Then you get in this kind of circular motion of keep hiring the opposite of what your previous coach
was. How about
was.
You hire the best person, no matter whether they're an alumnus or won a national title for you? How about you choose somebody that can lead your kids? How about you hire somebody that makes good, sound decisions? How about you hire the best person for that situation just because they're the best coach available, not because they fit conveniently into lowest common denominator Nebraska-izing the job search because there are all the reasons why it didn't work.
He was he was literally the national coach of the year. Took UCF undefeated.
Is UCF Nebraska?
No.
That's my point. You took, this is the part of it that makes my head hurt. It's the job of the athletic director to go beyond the fandom and to go beyond the lowest common denominator and have some.
Just because it didn't work doesn't mean it's the lowest common denominator. To hire the coach of the year that went undefeated at UCF.
What was his record here?
He was awful here.
What was his record here?
Something like 13-27 or something.
Is that the lowest? Is that as low as Nebraska should have? Nebraska should never be that low. Is that fair? Is that true?
Yeah.
Nebraska should never be what it was under Scott Frost. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely.
And there are reasons for that, right?
Yeah.
And those reasons aren't red flag enough to say that the decision-making process was bad. It was wrong.
I don't know. I'll just stick on my side.
I fully engaged in it. I love that. We'll talk about sports villains. Who are Nebraska's opponents? So we'll go outside the house. As Nebraska fans, and Bach, you've talked about Big Ten officials, you've talked about Texas, but I want to know from the listeners, who are the people outside the program who are Nebraska's biggest sports villains? Whether it's a moment, right, that they won a game. Like Colt McCoy comes to mind because he made a play that, quite frankly, helped change the direction and level of Nebraska football. Texas is always a villain. Always a villain. Oklahoma, always a villain. Who are the biggest, greatest Nebraska sports villains? We'll get your take when we come back.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.